My pets have always been some of the most important members of my family.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More than 400 flights have been delayed and dozens more canceled today at airports in Dallas and Houston. It's having a ripple effect of delays throughout the system. Severe thunderstorms firing up in parts of Texas could trigger high winds, hail, and potential tornadoes, says the National Weather Service. Holiday sales rose this year nearly 4% higher than last year, says MasterCard Spending Pulse. U.S. official telling ABC News there are early indications a Russian anti-aircraft system may have hit the Azerbaijan Airlines jet that crashed in Kazakhstan. ABC News national security and defense analyst Mick Mulroy.
If Russia did shoot at this aircraft, they have the evidence that they did it. So if they're concealing this and it becomes the investigation determines that it was a strike from a Panzer S, then they're obviously complicit, not only in doing it, but in the cover-up.
New round of Israeli air attacks against Houthi rebels in Yemen. This is ABC News. A holiday tradition continues at a Chinese restaurant in suburban Austin, Texas.
For years, the Bamboo Garden restaurant has been the backdrop for an interfaith Christmas Day lunch with a message.
People can come together and build bridges of peace and understanding.
Zafar Chowdhury is a leader of Austin's Muslim community. He and Rabbi Neil Blumhoff see the lunch as nourishment for the body and the soul.
It has really gone a long way to promote friendships and to root us in good cheer at this season.
And a symbol that people who seem so divided can come together, if only for a meal. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Indonesia today marking 20 years since the devastating tsunami that ripped across the country. More than 170,000 people died in Indonesia alone. Total deaths across several countries reached about 230,000 people. Strike at Amazon facilities across the country now on pause. Drivers associated with Amazon, backed by the Teamsters, have been demonstrating for better pay. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month, finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you, like 25% off New Year's Party Luxe from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Clouds to start Saturday, then some late day sun. Highs around 40. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 33.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Christmas Day violence in Milwaukee. Milwaukee police say an 18-year-old and 15-year-old are dead after being shot inside a vehicle on the west side. No arrests have been made. A 6-year-old was taken to a hospital with serious injuries after being shot on the north side on Christmas morning. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Office has identified a tow truck driver killed on a roadside as Hussein Farhat out of Yafo Towing in Chicago. He was killed when struck by a minivan on Christmas Eve. The sheriff's office received an anonymous tip which led to the suspect turning himself in during an investigation. The Starbucks union strike hit Wisconsin. 3 locations in Madison were closed Tuesday as union members took to the picket line asking Starbucks to deliver on promises for fairer labor practices. Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Amplify Health, Mondovi. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. One person was injured Sunday after getting trapped in a silo. According to authorities, Boyceville and Menominee firefighters responded to a person trapped 60 feet high in a silo. The victim's leg was stuck in a sweep auger. First responders and firefighters had to climb the silo chute to treat and rescue the victim, who was med-flighted to the hospital. Add one of northern Wisconsin's state lawmakers to the list of people who aren't thrilled with Governor Evers' new pick for DNR secretary. Senator Mary Felskowski said that the governor's new DNR secretary designee doesn't have any experience with sporting heritage, forestry, or freshwater lakes. She says that's concerning. Felskowski is one of several Republicans at the Capitol in Madison who are upset it took the governor more than a year to name a new DNR chief and that the woman he picked is a lifelong Capitol Hill bureaucrat. She says the Republican-controlled Senate will have to think long and hard about the governor's new choice. The Department of Natural Resources is calling the 2024 elk hunting season a success. The DNR says the 2024 hunt represented a milestone in Wisconsin's elk management because for the first time, hunters had the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. Previous hunts only occurred within the northern elk zone. The DNR received more than 17,000 applicants to hunt in the northern zone and more than 7,700 applicants to hunt in the central zone. 8 hunters were then selected at random to participate in this year's hunt. In total, 6 bull elks were harvested, with 4 coming from the central zone and 2 from the northern zone. The application period for the 2025 elk hunting season opens in early spring. Police in Rochester are looking for suspects after an attempt to steal a bank ATM. Officers were called to the Mayo Employees Credit Union early Monday morning when a silent alarm went off. They arrived to find a damaged ATM, an abandoned Ford pickup, and tools like a tow strap and log chain. The thieves were not able to access the cash in the machine. You're listening to WRDN News.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin will soon stop asking for visitor identification. Wisconsin state health officials say the changes aim to improve access to the Emergency Food Assistance Program. Some pantry leaders say this raises concerns about tracking demographic information and more potential for food shortages. The pantries will have the choice to ID users until October, and then the state will require them to stop. A political newbie is planning to challenge Minnesota U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar. Republican Joe Frazier is seeking the state Republican Party endorsement this weekend. The retired Naval Intelligence Officer hopes to focus on issues like the economy, the U.S. border with Mexico, and the war in Gaza. Frazier says he's critical of Klobuchar's lack of support for mining in northern Minnesota, and she's not a vocal advocate for Minnesota jobs. He added that he would welcome an endorsement from former President Trump. The primary election is set for August 13th. A high school sprinter is unlikely to compete in the upcoming WIAA state championships. Campbell Sport High School senior Joshua Owani told Fox 6 Milwaukee he has an eligibility issue. The WIAA does not allow transfer students to compete at the varsity level their first year. It doesn't matter where you come from. Joshua started high school at Campbell Sport, but then spent 2 years in Guyana, where his parents were doing missionary work. His coach, Derek Toshner, says the rule is being misapplied here. Now, Owolani may be one of the fastest 100-meter runners in state history, but barring a reversal by the WIAA, a new record looks out of reach. 3 state lawmakers have written a letter to the WIAA asking it to reconsider. A Dodge County Board supervisor's in hot water for allegedly bringing a gun to an elementary school. Authorities say Daniel Sigman, who is also a school board member, was arrested for bringing a firearm into the Honor Elementary School in Neosho Tuesday. Sigman was at the school for a meeting with the superintendent of the Herman Neosho Rubicon School District. The school said Sigman didn't pose a threat. The Dodge County Sheriff's Department said in a statement that carrying a firearm into a school without the proper authority to do so is unacceptable, considering the school shootings that have occurred around the country.
In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss previewed plans for the upcoming legislative session, including forming the Government Operation and Transparency, or GOAT, Committee to examine state operations. Voss says one of the ideas behind the committee is looking at how to reform government. Voss says the committee will be modeled on President-elect Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency Committee. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your auto owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Someone could end 2024 as a billionaire. The Mega Millions jackpot for tomorrow night's drawing is $1.1 billion. No one won the Christmas Eve drawing, and the jackpot grew to over $1 billion. This is just the seventh time that the Mega Millions jackpot has topped the billion-dollar mark. Tomorrow's jackpot is expected to be the fifth largest ever for the Mega Millions game. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Keselowski Keen on Kids. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR Grassroots Racing News and Talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
The Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. The green flag flies on the 2025 NASCAR season with the Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium, February 2nd.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Cup Series, NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Catch all the action on the voice of NASCAR for over 55 years, the Motor Racing Network. As the 2012 NASCAR Cup Series champion and a 36-time Cup winner, veteran driver Brad Keselowski knows well how it feels to bask in the accolades of victory. But according to the RFK Racing pilot, nothing compares to the glow knowing his kids are sharing in the glory.
Once you become a father, one of the things that nobody can really tell you, or at least they didn't tell me, or I wasn't listening, is the impact of your success and being able to see it through the eyes of your own children, and to know that it commands some level of respect and validation from them for years to come, and hopefully through their whole entire life.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Are you an oblivious person hogging the sidewalk like a large dying snail? Do people stuck behind you ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have tons of quality beds at every price, so anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night long. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat, fever, just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Week 17 of the NFL season continues tonight with Thursday night action in Chicago. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Bears have dropped 9 straight, can only play spoilers at this point, while Seattle is 8-7, trying to scratch their way into the playoffs as they need to keep winning. The Packers clinched the playoff spot on Monday night, but can still better themselves in wild card seeding. 2 Packers wins and 2 Vikings losses would move the Packers into the 5 seed. They face a 13-2 Vikings team, which has won 8 straight games and knocked off the Packers 31-29 in Week 4 at Lambeau Field. The Hockey Badgers gearing up for the Quick Trip holiday face-off this weekend in Milwaukee. The Badgers, looking to defend their title, will host Ferris State on Saturday night. And the Bucks had Christmas Day off, but they're back in action tonight hosting Brooklyn. Bucks are 16-12 coming off a win over the Chicago Bulls. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Holiday hoops, tournaments, and classics highlight the weekend sports schedule. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Merry Christmas to everyone out there, and a happy holiday hoop season to all those who celebrate. It's that time of the year again when many of the top teams in the state disperse for tournaments, classics, and other events. One of the oldest is the Century Classic, which is in its 53rd year, featuring both boys and girls games at Quant Fieldhouse on the campus of UW-Stevens Point. A total of 16 games will be held from Thursday through Saturday. The Sundrop Shootout is another combined boys and girls event, celebrating its 15th anniversary at the Crest Center in Green Bay. 14 games will be contested on Friday and Saturday. The Doctors of Physical Therapy Holiday Classic will be held Thursday through Saturday, with 14 boys games and 9 girls games spread across Carthage College and UW Parkside in Kenosha from Thursday through Saturday. Concordia University in Mequon will host 27 boys games this week, including some outstanding matchups like Milwaukee Juno versus Dominican and Milwaukee Academy of Science against Oakland Memorial on Thursday, Academy of Science versus De Pere, as well as Freedom against Slinger on Friday, and De Pere against Wauwatosa West, plus Kaukauna versus Homestead on Saturday. You can find a full list of all the holiday events at wisports.net, including schedules and results from the full week. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Colt Ringer is one of the Midwest's finest ice anglers, and he loves using tip-ups to catch monster pike. I'll tell you what his secret is, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Colt Ringer loves to use tip-ups for monster northern pike. And he says that most people will take those tip-ups and they'll drill their holes in areas where the vegetation is sparse. He says people don't want to mess around with the thicker vegetation. They think that the fish are not going to see the bait. But he says if you want the really big northerns, getting the bait into the tangled web of heavy vegetation is not a bad thing, but he says too heavy is not good. So what he does is he'll drill a few holes in the areas that have some thicker vegetation, and then he uses an underwater camera to find any pockets in that vegetation. And what he does is sets his tip up there. He wants that big sucker minnow down deep into that weedy cover, and he knows there are going to be some pike that are going to be moving through that, and they're going to be the bigger fish, and they're going to take that big sucker minnow that he has put there for them, and he'll have those fish all to himself. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, whatever you're craving. From 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Clouds to start Saturday, then some late day sun, highs around 40. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 33.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, hoping all of our listeners out there had a blessed and amazing Christmas with friends and family, enough memories to wrap you through the next year. Well, wow, I tell you, we come back after this holiday one-day break with some beautiful markets, lots of nice green on the screen, decent trade seen in our feeder cattle complex, I think catching many by surprise at how strong they were. But we're going to dive into what's happening weather-wise with our folks in South America, how we see crop development there, and how that's going to weigh back into the rally we saw today in the corn and the beans. Joining me to break everything down today is Sue Martin. Sue is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. And first of all, I hope you, Gary, and everybody there had a wonderful Christmas holiday.
I think we all did. It's pretty quiet here today, but I noticed Gary's munching on a lot of Christmas cookies. So
busted.
Yeah, that might keep him quiet.
There we go. Well, let's talk about what some of this movement we saw. Let's start out with the weather in South America. I mean, we've got a wide vast to have to cover, but let's start out with Brazil specifically. What are you hearing for them and what it means to crop development at this point?
Well, Brazil's crop still looks very good, and there is a forecast for them to be wet basically through this end of the week and into the weekend. They're continuing to expect good rains. In fact, southern Brazil, I've seen where there's concerns they may be seeing some flooding. And so that's not a good thing, because that would be very detrimental to their production in those areas. Now, harvest will get underway as we get into mid-January. So there might be some early beans being harvested in northern Mato Grosso, but basically harvest will really take off as we get into mid-January. And I think what's also being watched for Brazil, but South America, is Argentina. Basically, Cordoba and Santa Fe are very dry, and there is a chance of into tomorrow, maybe some showers. But to be honest, they're basically a pretty much dry forecast for the next week ahead yet. And then we'll see if they don't start to pick up some rains as we move more into January. So that's kind of causing the markets, because Argentina is a very major producing country, especially in the products in soy meal and soy oil. And then they do export some beans as well. But I would have to say that when I'm looking at this market here, you know, Brazil's real supposedly overnight traded 6.75 to the dollar. And that was on fairly thin trade, but it still did it. And then it rebounded to 6.19 to the dollar. And so that is causing, the more the real drops, the cheaper their inputs get, but also in relation to the dollar, the more money they're making. So they tend to be pretty good sellers of cash markets right now as well.
Do we see any production issues at this point for Argentina?
Well, I think we're just kind of getting started at it. You know, it seems like we're looking at a situation for Argentina where, you know, they're, first off, they have the best trade surplus they've had in years. And so I'm just wondering if what we have going is another situation where we could, if this continues after we pass the turn of the year, traders are certainly going to focus on the Argentine weather. So I think that we have to be very cautious about what's occurring there, and I think we need to keep an eye on it. But all in all, you know, we've been very friendly, biased towards soy meal, and so I think that when I look at the soy meal market and its explosion it's seeing here, I am not surprised. This market's been wound like a tighter than a fiddle, and now we're starting to see that explosion come to life. Part of that could be being spurred by the cold weather that's forecast to be coming. January, we're expecting some very, very bitterly cold temperatures. In fact, maybe one of the coldest starts to January in years. And so that'll create more demand for soy meal. And then also the fact that Argentina, the concern there, that they could be seeing an issue with their crop if they don't catch rains.
Well, and you know, you look back here into the States and what you're seeing number-wise. I mean, it's nice to see the firmness that we saw. Did the corn take advantage of what happened in the soybeans today to trade higher like they did?
I think meal helped out the corn market maybe a little bit. Another thing, corn's been trying to be stronger compared to all the other markets here for some time. And, you know, at the expense of soybeans. And so corn caught some firmness. We did not have much in the way of news overnight as far as any demand, so to speak. We didn't on beans either. But I think that one thing that is helping the demand domestically for both, you know, feed usage and ethanol, but also the exports. Corn has been the darling and has been seeing good demand. So I think that is probably one of the situations that is supporting corn. Now, farmers have been gratifying it, and we've seen a nice rally here. You know, getting over the 200-day moving average and making a new high for the quarter, that was very impressive. And we'll see, can the March contract for a March contract this year, which would take in the March of 2024, would that then take out the 276 and a quarter or 476 and a quarter area? That would set up a new high for a March contract to drain the year. If we do that, that could open the door for more. Farmers have been avid sellers of corn.
Stick around, more is coming up. It is the Thursday version of the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation continues this afternoon with Sue Martin. Sue, of course, is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. Let's take a look. When we left, you were starting to talk a little bit about what's happening with the aggressive selling for these grains. And looking at the fact that the new year isn't here and there's been so much chatter that there was a lot that wasn't being sold, does this kind of change the frame of mind going into 2025?
Well, I think it does. You know, we've had, first off, we have to remember just a week ago, there was a bear attitude, like soybeans were never going to make a comeback. And I think what's happened, too, is like for today, you know, that dry forecast for Argentina. And then the talk that there is a crushing plant down here in the U.S. in Illinois. And so that was, you know, due to a fire. And then the talk that soy oil demand may be waning a little bit. You know, I think that we probably have seen a lot of meal oil spreading going on today, which also then I think the meal helped stimulate support under the beans. And then, of course, we note that the funds, you know, on the commitment of traders report last Friday showed the funds were record short soy meal. And so I think the combination of all of that has taken this market up. And of course, soy meal now at the end of today up $29 a ton from the low to where we were today. I thought that was a huge short covering in the market that's sending that market running.
So how are we doing from a wheat side of the complex? I know that Algeria did some wheat buying, but what are you seeing otherwise within this trade to spurt the demand and the positiveness we had through today?
Well, funds were buyers of about 3,000 contracts today. That was all short covering. And, of course, you've got Algeria that bought 1.17 million metric tons of wheat here for February-March delivery. You know, they came in for a smaller amount, but a lot of times Algeria will end up buying more than they come in for. And so we're expecting good export sales numbers tomorrow, by the way, on wheat, maybe about 400,000 metric tons. And I think that at the end of the day, that Algerian sale will probably end up being out of Europe and maybe Ukraine. Might be some Russian in it, but I don't know if I totally think that. They're trying to be so cautious right now. But also, there's thought that Algeria may buy up to 5 million metric tons of wheat thus far this season, and that totally, and that compares to the 4.25 million metric tons that at this time they had booked a year ago. So they're buying more than they did a year ago. I still think, Susan, it goes back, you know, way back in February of 21 when I was so optimistic prices and everything. One of my major reasons was I thought we would see basically stockpiling occur where we would go back to the old days and countries would have reserves on hand because hungry people will fight and overthrow governments. And I still think we're seeing some of that happen, not to mention, of course, wheat around the world has had an issue in many countries.
Over to the livestock side, what a day our cattle, especially this feeder cattle market, had.
Oh, it did. It just came out of there like screaming, like gangbusters. But, you know, the market, I want to add caution. Now, I still think we can go higher, you know, and maybe we have another big day tomorrow. We had some cycle window timing due on the 24th, and markets happened to be over or open, I mean, and the market broke a little bit, and then we came out of there flying today. But I will say I do think that we have a market here that on these feeders that still could see some pretty good enthusiasm yet. But we are pushing on Elliott Wave some large fives overhead. That doesn't mean they can't go for them. I mean, that would give us another $5 to $7. But one thing on the feet, on the February fats, I don't know, maybe it's my imagination, but when I look at a daily chart, I can see a nice wide based head and shoulders bottom. If that is the case, that could send that market up to 207, maybe 210.
Can it happen? I mean, you talk about that type of a boost. That gives us some good optimism going into the new year.
Yeah, it sure could happen. You know, it could take us into February. It depends on the cattle numbers and what have you. And I think packers have been so willing to pay up for the cash market that, you know, they're realizing we've got tight supplies coming ahead. And so it would take something of a black swan event. I don't know what that would be that would drop this cattle market. I just don't see it. Now, I will say this, though. When I have these large fives at me, like feeders have, that would then spell that we could very easily see a market that pushes up higher into those.
What is the best way folks can get a hold of you?
Well, our number is 1-800-527-0051. And you all have a great day.
And that's the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. More good news for U.S. cattle producers after the European Union announced a one-year delay to the enforcement of its strict deforestation regulation, regulations which could require substantial paperwork for U.S. beef exports to that region. I'll have more when we come back. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. The European Parliament last week voted to postpone the implementation of its new deforestation regulation until December 2025. This law requires importers of beef and other products to prove that their goods are not linked to deforested acres. For U.S. beef, that means providing geolocation data for the land where the cattle are raised. Aaron Borer, Vice President of Economic Analysis for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, said this regulation imposes a significant burden on U.S. producers, even though deforestation isn't a concern for American beef. She says, quote, "It essentially requires geolocations for properties where cattle are raised. The U.S. has traceability systems in place through the non-hormone treated cattle program for Europe, but these systems don't currently provide the level of documentation required under the new EU law." The one-year delay offers some breathing room, but Borer noted that building compliance systems in that one-year time frame will be a challenge. A year is not much time to figure everything out, she added. U.S. producers hope the delay will allow for changes to the regulation, potentially granting no-risk status to countries like the U.S., where deforestation tied to beef production isn't an issue. The stakes are high. The U.S. runs a $20 billion agricultural trade deficit with the EU, and American producers are urging policymakers to push push for fairer trade terms. A no-risk designation would alleviate unnecessary compliance costs and help level the playing field for U.S. exporters. The delay in the new rule also highlights broader challenges for the EU's regulatory systems. The infrastructure to process and verify geolocation data simply wasn't ready for the regulation's original timeline, which had this month as the start date. The issues around this new law aren't unique for U.S. beef. Producers of cocoa, coffee, and other goods worldwide will face similar hurdles. I'll be back with more details after this.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is
For U.S. cattle producers, the delay in the new EU deforestation law underscores the importance of staying vigilant about global trade policies. The EU remains a high-value export market for American beef, but burdensome rules like these new ones could stifle those opportunities. As the conversation continues, trade advocates are pushing for solutions that recognize the unique attributes of U.S. beef production. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Clouds to start Saturday, then some late-day sun. Highs around 40. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 32 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet, dual lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons. Mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. Well, she's got her God and she's got good wine. Aretha Franklin and
Said her name was a hand-me-down name from the side of a family that long ago came over here on a boat from somewhere in Spain. Sounded to me just a little bit strange, I guess. But I have to admit, it felt good on my lips.
Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I got a funny feeling the moment that your lips touch mine. Something shot right through me. My heart skipped a beat in time. There's a different feel about you tonight. It's got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. Feel like electricity. You shouldn't
They think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think you mean it like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again. Everybody swears we make the perfect pair, but dancing is as far as it goes. Girl, you never move me quite the way you move me tonight. I just wanted you to move. Unless you mean it like that, 'cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. And we'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around and around. They're all watching us now. They think we're falling in love. They'd never believe.
On a plane or in your car. So tell me why. Assistance if this all confuses you, so tell me why.
Bye.
music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Violent thunderstorm.